I'm with David Watmo, and I'm asking David if he can just spend a few minutes and recall what motivated him to come up with these two wonderful books on Canadian vinyl records. So David, I'll turn it over to you.
Yes, I guess it all started when I got big into collecting 45s about 1957, which was when I graduated high school and had a big love for record collecting. And I filed all of my 45s numerically by each label, starting with Apex, all the 76,000 numbers, and I did quality the same way. So after I'd collected so many on each of these labels, I got to wondering, what's on all the numbers that are in between? So I got these loose leaf pages, and I'd say for quality, I started at number 1001 and just listed all the way through, and where I knew the items, I filled the spaces in, and the same with Apex, which ran from 76,000 to 77,113. So I did the same thing there. And then got catalogs, filled in some of the other numbers. And then it was sort of a hunt for all of the blank spaces. So that meant finding more catalogs, seeing what other people had in their collections, and eventually going to yard sales, flea markets, record stores themselves, going through store stocks, and it just sort of snowballed from there. Before I knew it, I was making trips to the archives in Ottawa. That was in the late 1970s to early 80s by this time. So I guess you could say I've been working on this project since we'll say 58, 59, somewhere back around that time. But it really reached a serious point in the mid-70s, and I started traveling to all points of Ontario and out into Manitoba and so forth, meeting with other collectors and trying to fill in all of these blank spaces. So on some labels, it's pretty complete. I think we're missing six numbers on Apex, and maybe five or six on Regency, and four on Delta. Some of the other labels are still missing a lot more. But it's now snowballed to the book on the singles is almost 1,000 pages now, with all of the labels right from A&M Canada right through to Zodiac, and now covers everything from, we'll say, 1940 up, although there are things listed in there that are previous to 1940, and I've gone back so that a number will start off at an even number rather than just using a date cut off and starting some label in the middle of the numbering series. So a label like Columbia, which actually started in 1939 with the C-1, which was a song called April Played the Fiddle by Kay Kaiser. So previous to that, Columbia ones were just either imported from the U.S. or whatever arrangement they had at that point, but did not have a separate numbering system. So, and the book goes up to basically 1990-91, when 45 started to disappear. And in fact, as far as Canadian records go, I think probably 1992 was probably the last point any 45 rolled off the presses here. They were still making them in the U.S., but mainly for for DJ purposes and things like that. But my initial thing was to cover all of the major labels, which of course was Apex, Barrel, Berry, Chateau, Capital, Columbia, Quality, Rio, Regency, Zircon, Spartan. And then I got involved in doing later labels like Attic and Boot, Marathon. And before I knew it, I was doing all of the little labels that had anywhere from 1 to 10 releases as well. So it's a project that I never envisioned it getting to this size when I first started it. But even the size it is now, there are still a lot of gaps in there. There's still probably all kinds of labels out there that I haven't even heard of, but where there were 1 or 2 records made. Especially in areas maybe like New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, PEI, and Newfoundland, although I do have some labels that came from those areas. There are probably hundreds that are pretty obscure, and probably the only way to find them would be to go digging through at flea markets and whatever in those areas. BC and Alberta, it was a little easier to come by some of those, because some of the labels had some major people recording on them, and so that made it a little easier to find some of those.
Thank you, David. That's very kind, and we'll end it at that. Thank you so much.